The hangar's maintenance crew was swarming over the Falcon, repairing the damage from what appeared to have been a very rough first journey into the rift. It was impossible to tell whether any extra Jedi were aboard the vessel. But even if there were, it would be a few days before they moved against him or his brother. Calrissian and the Solos might have their suspicions about who was behind the pirate attacks, but the Jedi Order would never sanction violence on suspicion alone. So, while the Solos wasted time searching for evidence, the Krefs would be executing their plan to drive Calrissian and the miners from the rift. Seeing no immediate threats, Marvid hurried across the hangar to the Oral Moon and ascended the boarding ramp into its vestibule. There, he was surprised to find Kratheus and Savara Rain waiting with the commander of the Mandalorian security force, Myrta Gev, a compact human woman in orange and gray armor. Gev had light brown eyes and dark brown hair, which she wore short and neat so it could be tucked beneath her helmet. She had a pensive gaze that made Marvid suspicious of her loyalty, as though there were some things she would not do even for money. Savara was a much younger woman, with light brown hair that fell to her shoulders and dark brown eyes that often shaded to black. She was only a few years out of childhood, but her gaze seemed infinitely older than Gev's, as cold and deep as that of an Anzati assassin. She sometimes carried a crimson lightsaber, a souvenir, she had said, from her time with the Jedi. But she could kill easily and efficiently with any weapon at hand, or even none at all. The only sign that she had ever fought someone who had challenged her skills was a small hooked scar at the corner of an otherwise perfect mouth. Surmising that his brother and the two women were meeting him here to discuss something in private, Marvid extended his power body's struts and let it rest on the deck.
"You wish to adjust our plan?"
he asked Kratheus. The veins in Kratheus's temple throbbed in eagerness.
"We didn't anticipate the arrival of the Solos," he said. "That was short-sighted, but it gives us an opportunity to eliminate them."
Marvid considered the suggestion for a moment. Could they actually kill the legendary Han and Leia Solo that easily? He looked from Kratheus's enthusiastic gaze to the reluctance in Gev's, and finally to the neutral confidence in Savara's.
"You can arrange it?" he asked Savara. "For the Solos to be there?"
"I don't have to arrange anything," she replied. "Lando is going to show them around. All I need to do is wait."
"But then you'll take out Calrissian, too," Gev said.
She turned to Marvid.
"Won't that complicate your plan?"
"It's a small thing,"
Kratheus said, dismissing her objection with a wave of a Vanilloy arm.
"Eliminating Calrissian has always been a possibility."
"True enough,"
Marvid agreed. He and Kratheus had debated Tendra Calrissian's reaction to her husband's death many times. They had never been able to decide whether she would give up the Sarnas refinery or grow more determined to keep it open.
"But an event of this magnitude will draw scrutiny, and we already have too many Jedi inside the rift.